Mauna Loa's last eruption started 30 years ago today and lasted 22 days. It was the 33rd eruption since record-keeping began in 1843, although scientists have carbon-dated eruptions back 30,000 years. Geologist Frank Truesdell has been at Hawaiian Volcano Observatory since before the 1984 eruption.
People should be very concerned about lava flows from Mauna Loa, especially on the south and west side of the island. Lava flows in 1950 reached the ocean in 3 hours. The potential for great destruction or risk to life and limb is really great if you don't heed the warnings.
Truesdell points out, scientists now have excellent tools to predict eruptions, and there is nothing imminent for Mauna Loa.
If we look at the last 2,500 years or so, when Kilauea is very active, Mauna Loa seems to be less active. When Kilauea is effusing lava, the flank of Kilauea is moving, and Mauna Loa's flank in turn moves, and the magma pressure decreases. If the magma pressure is low, it won't drive a Mauna Loa eruption.
Truesdell says even 30 years ago, scientists predicted Mauna Loa's eruption.
The volcano was swelling. There was a year and a half of elevated seismicity slowly building up from a few earthquakes a day, eventually up into the hundreds.
Kilauea volcano activity continues at both the Pu'u'o'o vent and the main Halema'uma'u crater. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.